Several weeks ago, a contractor accidentally snipped a Verizon fiber optic line in the Back Bay, and thousands of customers in Boston were left without telephone service. Funny thing is, no one seemed to notice or care, except for people who tried to call into WBUR programs because our phone lines were down too. But last night, the outrage was swift and widespread when Comcast internet servers crashed, affecting customers throughout Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., and pockets in between. WBUR's Andrew Phelps was briefly offline last night and joins us now. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Sasha.
And Andrew, given that you are one of our in-house techies and a serious gadget freak, you're the first guy I knew who actually had an iPad, then I imagine this must have been very hard for you to be offline for a while.
It was a trying time. I don't think anyone's more addicted to the internet than I am. I bring the iPad to the gym, Sasha.
All right, so
just the treadmill.
Where were you when it happened?
Well, I was on my couch. I was deep into this WikiLeaks stuff, you know, the cables that were released. And I'm trying to click on page two. Nothing loads. Nothing else would load on my computer. I chatted with a friend who also lives in Cambridge. It was down for her, too.
So then you realized it wasn't just your machine.
Right. So I thank goodness for my iPhone. I grabbed it, turned to Twitter, said, you know, hey, internet's down. Is this true for anyone else? And the replies started coming
in. So you tweeted this.
Danvers, Everett, South Boston, you know, Washington, D.C. And yes, and that's how I knew, okay, this is a situation.
So you were actually compelled to tweet this, and you just got tons of tweets back.
Oh, yeah. This is what Twitter's made for. Little breaking news stories just like this one, at least breaking news for me.
So what was wrong? Did you find out what was going on?
Yes. Okay, let's start with a question. When you want to use Google, Sasha, how do you get there?
I have it bookmarked on my laptop at home and my desktop at work.
All right, well, that wasn't the example I thought you were going to give. I thought you were going to say you type google.com into your web browser, which is another way that people go. Anyway, the DNS server is the computer that translates google.com, which is something that humans can understand, to a number, an IP address, like 74.125.53.100, which also gets you to Google.
So the website address that we type in gets turned into a number, which actually connects it.
Exactly, because that's how computers talk to each other. So if you happen to know that number, you actually could have gotten to the site. The internet was not down. It was just this very important function of the internet, this protocol called the domain name system, DNS.
It's like it needed numbers instead of letters.
Exactly.
So you said if you knew that number, you could do it. Why, do a lot of people know what the correct number is for Google?
No, exactly. I mean, the point being that DNS is a very convenient helper computer that gets you to where you need to go on the internet. So it wasn't that the internet connection was down for all these thousands of customers.
And did I hear you say to someone else this morning in the office that you actually tweeted the number so that people could do a little workaround and type in the correct way in?
Sort of, yes. So just as quickly as I identified the problem on Twitter, someone very helpful who obviously works in IT tweeted a solution, which was to just change your DNS servers. Instead of using Comcast DNS servers, use Google's or something called OpenDNS. And I actually wrote about that on my blog, Hubbub, wbur.org/Boston. It might be interesting to people listening who suffered last night's outage because it could help them escape a future outage.
So you talked a bit about all the reaction you got from your tweet. What was the reaction, and then how did Comcast deal with it?
Yeah, it's funny. I remember getting my first cable modem in 1998, which was about 600 years ago in the internet. And it was such a supreme luxury. And now it's like high-speed internet is like electricity. If it goes out, people get really cranky and they blame the utility, the provider.
Yeah.
That's what happened last night. Comcast quickly became a trending topic in Boston. The running hashtag was...
Hashtag, Andrew? For those of us who don't know that terminology?
The little description of the tweet that categorizes it with other tweets about the same thing.
Okay.
It was either Comcastic or Comcastrophe, which I thought was very clever. I think Compocalypse was one of them.
So it's true, though. It's apocalyptic for people when they cannot get online, even if it's on the weekend, and it's the workday and you need in there.
That's right. Even though the problem was fixed by about 11:15 or so, and the company was very quick to identify the problem and relatively quick at getting it fixed.
And if you phoned into Comcast, would that have gotten you anywhere?
No. A recorded greeting told people to go to their website for more help.
Which didn't help.
No.
WBR's Andrew Helps. Andrew Phelps. I was combining Phelps and Hubbub. WBR's Andrew Phelps and Hubbub blogger, thank you for coming in and explaining.
No problem, Sasha.
Stay with us. Coming up, we talk with longtime community organizer and 2010 Purpose Prize winner Hubie Jones about his work fighting racism in Boston and, more recently, promoting music among Boston's kids. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.